don't know whether you can hear me. Can you hear me? Hallelujah. Greet you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. I want to thank our elders for inviting me. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to thank you for your love for this church. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And for continuing to support the elders. Hallelujah. Amen. And the word of God. Hallelujah. That we believe so much. Amen. Hallelujah. As we are standing, maybe we can read the scripture, then we'll sit down. We're going to read Hebrews chapter 13. Right. I'll read Hebrews chapter 13, verse 10 to 14.
Verse 10, 14.
Right, it says, we have an
altar
whereof they have no right to eat, which save the tabernacle. For the bodies of those beasts whose blood is brought into the sanctuary by the high priest for sin are burnt without the camp.
Nokuti mitumbi ye zvipiriso zvinopiswa inopisirwa kunze kwemusasa.
Hallelujah. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Saka naivo Jesu wakatambudzika kunze kwesuo.
Let us go therefore unto him without the camp, bearing his reproach. For here we have no continuing city, but we seek one to come. Hallelujah. Let us pray. Lord God Almighty Father, we thank you for the reading of your word, O Father. Our words, O great Jehovah, they are foolish, they are useless, they are human being made, O Father, and they come to an end. But your word is as eternal as yourself, O Father. Let this word come into our life, O Father, and anoint us to give us, O Father, strength and forgiveness and vision and understanding and all that we need in this hour. And the powerful change of our board, that's our desire this evening, O great Jehovah. Start with us now. Circumcise my lips, O Father. I surrender myself to thee, my spirit, my body, O great Jehovah. I know myself, I'm not able, Father, to address your children, O Father, and to be something worthwhile, Father. But you can make use of the vessel if need be, O Father. Therefore, surrender myself to thee, O Father. I surrender my brother, he will be interpreting. I surrender the ears that will be here, O Father. May they be able to hear your word, O Father, and your spirit to enter their hearts and their soul, be filled with the Holy Ghost, O Father. And may we all be sealed and be ready for the change of our bodies. That's our prayer this evening, just for the prayer. Amen.
Amen.
Right, you can sit down. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Right. So I'm happy to be here tonight, hallelujah, after a long time. Amen. Amen. Because we come in and go, come in and go. So to come here is very difficult. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I mean, how many are expecting hallelujah? Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. So I'll break the order of the service slightly. Yes. My wife was born today, I don't know how many years ago. It's a big number. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. She was born some years ago. Hallelujah. Today. Hallelujah. And the age, it's a holy number, hallelujah. It's a significant number to me. Hallelujah. I'm sensitive to numbers, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm sensitive to numbers. Hallelujah. So she was born, and the number is called a lot of holy numbers in it, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Nini, I'm about 10-50 years, hallelujah. Yeah, taku chimbira, hallelujah.
Getting old.
Amen. By the grace of God, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So maybe she used to sing, hallelujah. Maybe you can sing in IT for you, hallelujah. You can come and sing. Hallelujah. We'll sing together with me, hallelujah. Yeah, come forward. Sister Mgoa.
Hallelujah.
Amen. There was a song which I wanted, hallelujah. I don't know whether Brother Jarvis knows the song. It's called I'm Looking for Change by Trinidad. Exodus Assembly. It's a very... If there's any song which they sang well, hallelujah. Serious, that is a song, hallelujah. Whoever composed that song was inspired. Hallelujah. So I don't know where you can sing. Yeah. That song that they call, we're not going to sing that song, right? We're going to sing If I Perish. Hallelujah. You know you have got the gift. Hallelujah. So I'm going to sing If I Perish. Hallelujah.
If I perish, let me perish and going home to see the King. If I perish, let me perish, let me perish. King. Oh, if my brother don't go, mother don't go, sister don't go, father don't go, I'm going home to see the King. If my brother don't go, sister don't go, father don't go, mother don't go, I'm going home to see the King. Oh, if I perish, let me perish, let me perish. I'm going home to see the King. Oh, if I perish.
Hallelujah. It's a nice song. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. So we thank God for giving us so many years. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. I think that was the first wedding in the message. I don't know. Hallelujah. When she was born. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then after that, hallelujah, Pastor Chester had a wedding, hallelujah. And her father was the one who, for the first time, the pastor told me that the child, he collected the gifts. For the first time in the midst, both they were not collecting gifts those days. They were saying, no gifts, just waiting, hallelujah. But my father-in-law said, no, today, for Brother Chester, we are collecting the gifts. Hallelujah. And the pastor never forgot that. Hallelujah. So, thank you for that. So, I want to thank the elders, hallelujah. Whatever happens, it affects us. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Whatever happens, it affects us. Hallelujah.
Because
we are a product of this church. Hallelujah. And what has happened, hallelujah, God has allowed it
to,
to test you, hallelujah.
Kuti vakuedzei.
To give you a second chance.
Kukupai mukana wechipiri.
Hallelujah. Because some of you have not been behaving very well.
Nokuti vamwe venyu vaisa zvibata zvakanaka.
But God has given you a chance.
Asi Mwari vakakupai mukana.
To make ready for rapture.
Kuti mugadzirire kubvuta.
Hallelujah. Your misbehavior shows that you are not ready for rapture. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And it's actually a grace to you. Hallelujah. It's actually real grace for you. Hallelujah. For you to make right. Hallelujah. Because if what happened had never happened, hallelujah, we would never have known, hallelujah, that such and such a brother in the city that is not mature would never have known that. Hallelujah. We would never have known it. Hallelujah. But now you know, hallelujah, that we thought Brother Mgoa is a mature brother.
Yeah,
we thought Sister Mgoa is a mature sister.
But
they are not. They are not. But it's a second chance. It's a grace of God for you to make right for rapture. But if you don't change, hallelujah, as sure as Brother Branham was a true messenger, you are not going in the rapture. Hallelujah. You are not going in the rapture. Hallelujah. We have to mature beyond our behavior. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And be real brothers and sisters from the heart. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I see these great elders in front of us here, hallelujah. Brother Chiwaura, hallelujah. My precious brother here. Brother Mapinya, hallelujah. Brother Mudombo, hallelujah.
Brother
Ray, hallelujah. Brother Shamba, hallelujah. They give encouragement to me, hallelujah. But some of you, you push them here and there, push them here and there. Hallelujah. But you are going to pay for that, hallelujah. Some of you are going to miss the rapture. Some of you are going to be butchered, hallelujah, in the tribulation. Hallelujah. Some are even not going to get, they are going to even miss eternal life, hallelujah. But this was our second chance, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There were people who I really thought, yes, this is a great brother, this is a great sister. But what I hear now, what I hear among you,
it's not
good, hallelujah. It's not good like that, hallelujah. So we thank all these great elders, hallelujah, for being stable, hallelujah, and being mature, hallelujah, and standing with the message, hallelujah. Those of us who are not mature, oh God, be merciful to thee. Oh God, be merciful to thee. Hallelujah. So let's go to our message now. So you must forgive me, hallelujah. If I'm misbehaving, you must forgive me. I'm honest with myself and with my God, hallelujah. Woe is me if I don't say what is my heart. And if you think it was not appropriate, must forgive our brother Makwinya, hallelujah. If you cannot forgive him, then there's no rapture, hallelujah. But just have to forgive brother Makwinya, hallelujah. And then you can tell him that next time don't invite this brother, hallelujah.
Yeah,
you can tell him nicely, hallelujah, diplomatically, hallelujah, amen. Then that's fine, hallelujah. I don't mind that. Sometimes I feel like, why should I preach? If what you are preaching is producing this, why preach? Why waste time? You see, I feel like that also. You see, because we don't expect brothers to behave like denominations in the world.
Hey,
we are supposed to leave the message. So now, our time, we are going to preach this now. Let's go to our message. Now our message is going beyond the camp. Hallelujah. Amen. That is the title of our message. Amen. How many of you have read this message before? Hallelujah. Wonderful. Going beyond the camp. It is the message preached by our prophet. Huh? On
18
July
1964.
Right. The first time I preached, it was very hard for me.
1964.
It was very hard for me to preach.
But
why it was that? Because for me it was very clear what it means. Some things become so clear to you. You shake, you can't say them. Because you think, hey, when people hear this, they think, hey, this brother, I don't know what, there's something crazy with him.
But
it's the Bible. Hallelujah. We think God for ministers was sitting
here. Amen.
If I make an error, they will be correcting me. Our pastor Dennis is there. Hallelujah. And others. Hallelujah. And brother Chesangwe. Where is brother Chesango? He's not a minister. Cannot miss it. Right. When I came to Blawa, you saw me. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So so it's a double, it's a triple blessing, whatever. Hallelujah.
So,
going beyond the camp,
that's
our message tonight. When I saw it, it shook me. And I think, I don't know where I first preached it. I think, yeah. It wasn't in South Africa, first I preached, but I preached Norton. When I was preaching, I was shaking. I said, hey, Brother McQueen, what is he going to think? Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is Brother Chatukuta going to think? Hallelujah. What is the truth? It's nothing but the truth. We have to go beyond the camp. Which camp are we supposed to go beyond? The message comes, hallelujah. Our Christians must go beyond this church. Beyond this church, hallelujah. Just this God membership of this church, hallelujah. Hallelujah. She must go beyond this church. Makaterera.
Are you listening?
Murukusinzwa.
Are you hearing that?
Nyorai Pasi, if there's any question, write down any question, anything which I say which is not clear to you, write it down.
Hallelujah.
Write it down. Make sure I write it down. If it's not answered, then you go before God and pray and say, God, this brother preached, was preaching false things to us. Please make it clear on this. Hallelujah. Someone will make it clear to you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So we have to go beyond message camps. Hallelujah. Including this church. Hallelujah. If you are still holding, coming here because the physical church is a nice big church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Because You contributed your money to make this church. Hallelujah. So you feel that you
are
physically belong to the church. You are not ready for rapture. You are not. Hallelujah. Hear it from the messenger. You must go beyond that mentality. Hallelujah. You must live beyond this church. Hallelujah. If this church decides as a church to become a denomination, it must not affect you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I've always said a message church can become a denomination. Hallelujah. And people thought I'm crazy. People think that I'm insane. How can you say message churches can become a denomination? Hallelujah. I just believe what Abraham says. Hallelujah. I don't even reason or imagine my own thoughts. Hallelujah. So we have to go beyond the camp.
Hallelujah.
So now he says here, we have an altar.
Tine altar.
Where of there is no right to eat that serves the tabernacle.
Pasinga tenderu kudyiwa vanoshumira mutabernacle.
Hallelujah. Makateerera ka?
Are you listening?
Right. So on this altar here, hallelujah.
Saka pa altar iri pano.
Beyond the camp, hallelujah.
Kuzeve musasa.
Those who are serving the altar.
Vari kushumira altar.
They don't benefit anything, hallelujah.
Havana chavanowana kubva pazvinhu. Are you hearing that?
Hallelujah. Amen. They don't even benefit anything from serving that altar.
Apana chavanowana kubva pakushumira pa altar.
And from that altar, that's That's why you can get salvation.
Only
such an order where you can get pardon and forgiveness and salvation. Where those who are ministering are not benefiting from the ministration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So what, guys?
It's painful.
Yes, guys.
It's hard.
Hallelujah. Is it strange to you?
Scriptures.
I'm not reading the Bible. It says so they have no right to eat. Hallelujah.
Who are
standing on that altar? Right. So what does it mean? Hallelujah. It means where we are serving. Hallelujah. And we are benefiting. That ministry. Hallelujah. Does not give salvation. Hallelujah. We do it. Hallelujah. We do it. But until as a minister, I go beyond physical benefits.
Hallelujah.
I must go beyond desiring physical benefits for me to minister. Then my ministry can benefit people. Hallelujah. But if I'm ministering to benefit things, hallelujah.
Those are just fables.
Hallelujah. It's time to trap an elephant with the red strap. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You never catch that elephant.
It's only a ministry which is not benefiting.
Tora shumiro isiriku wana chaino wana.
That says the scripture.
Those not around.
Beyond the camp.
Kuenda kunze kwe musasa.
Hallelujah. Within the camp.
Mukatime musasa.
That's where we've got houses.
Do but ne wana zimba.
That's where we've got toilets, huh?
Do but no wana ma toilet.
That is where amana shamari.
Is that not so?
That's where we've got clinics.
That's where we have.
That's where we've got
patara.
Hospitals.
Nezipatara.
Schools, huh?
Nezikoro.
We have got comfort.
Tinegu dekara.
Inside the camp.
Mukatime musasa.
But beyond the camp.
Asiku zewe musasa.
They're suffering.
Kune kutambudzika.
Hallelujah. They're suffering.
Kune kutambudzika.
You meet snakes. And the serpents, lions, and stumbling blocks. And that's where salvation is. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Until you go there where they're suffering for the way. Hallelujah. Whatever you're doing cannot give salvation to you.
Hallelujah.
Because you're still trying to live within the camp, enjoying the benefits of the camp. Hallelujah.
On a flower bed of peace.
Hallelujah.
Eating whatever you want to do.
Hallelujah.
Inside the camp.
But outside the camp, you have to go alone.
Hallelujah.
Can I remove the jacket? Amen. So beyond the camp, you go alone. And there's a suffering. Hallelujah. There are dangers. There are no comforts.
Hakuna kudekara.
Hallelujah. Hakuna gurumandira. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. There's no crowds here today. Hallelujah.
Hakuna gurumandira kunze.
Hallelujah. There's no more psychology.
Hakuna mafungiro ya vanhu.
As long as we are enjoying the things in the camp.
Asi kana tiri kungoropafadzwa nezvinhu zviri musasa.
Hallelujah. It's good. It's part of Christianity.
Zvakanaka chikamu chechikristu.
It's one of the steps to Christianity.
Chimwe chemadano kusvika
pachikristu. Amen. But you are not yet there on the climax. Hallelujah.
You left those denominational camps.
It's a camp of shock. Hallelujah.
Amen. And you got into this the word camp.
This camp is a camp of the word. Hallelujah.
You know it is musasa we shoko.
It's shoko rakati mufaka machi soso.
It's the word that they said we have to build churches.
Hallelujah. Amen. But it still matters to go beyond that. Order. Hallelujah. Although we came out of those camps outside.
This is now taka bamba ngoma misasa kunze.
Hallelujah. What God told Moses, the tribes of Israel must camp. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amwaruka udza kuti varudzire vaIsrael vaifana kuisa misasa.
Ehe. Judah on the east.
Judah kumatukuma bazuwa.
Reuben on the south.
Reuben
Ephraim on the west. Dan on the north. So those order was put by God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But still they had to go beyond the camp.
So
for Jesus to give us salvation.
Could Jesus
hallelujah. He had to die outside the camp of Israel.
Wakanofira kunze kwemusasa weIsrael.
Beyond Jerusalem, hallelujah.
Seri kweJerusalem.
Are outside the walls of Jerusalem, hallelujah.
Kunze kwema gate eJerusalem.
As an outcast.
Semurashwa.
Hallelujah. That when his blood could have power over our sin to forgive us.
Kwa simba neropa rake kuti tiponese.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had to die outside Jerusalem. Hallelujah. Without the camp, without the gate. Hallelujah. Right. And the Bible says.
Bible note.
Verse 12. Wherefore Jesus also, that he might sanctify the people with his own blood, suffered without the gate.
Saka naiyewo Jesu wakatambudzika kunze kwemusuo kuti aite vanhu vatsvene kwaane ropa rake.
Then 13 says, let us go for therefore unto him without the camp.
Naizvozvo ngatibudire kwaari kunze kwemisasa.
Bearing his reproach, the suffering.
Titakure kunyadziswa kwake.
The injections, yeah.
Kunokurambwa kwake.
For the word.
Kuitira shoko.
Hallelujah. So this is the word. So this this is a request here. This
chikumbiro chino ichi.
It's to the bride. Let us. It's only the bride which can do this.
Hallelujah.
This is the promise to the bride. Only the bride can go beyond message church.
Mwenga ndiwo gonogona kupfuura kunze kwematongerwe
marizo. Hallelujah. It's only the bride which can do that.
Mwenga woga ndiwo gona kudaro.
And there are few.
Vashoma.
So I'm here to encourage you.
Right.
So the prophet says, my subject is going beyond the
change.
It's quite a little subject. Right. It's a little odd. Usually we find God in odd things. The world gets so set in custom things. Till anything irregular from the regular trend becomes odd.
Kusikira chinhu chinoitwa chisiri chamazuva ose chinonzi hachichemazuva ose.
Unusual, it makes you kind of a fool.
Chinhu chisingaite chamazuva ose chinokuita sekunge benzi.
Hallelujah, it makes you kind of a fool.
Chinokuita sekunge benzi.
Right. I felt like this, hallelujah.
Ndakanzwa saizvozvo.
Right. I feel like I'm stupid, I'm a fool.
Ndakafunga kuti ndiri.
Right. It feels like this to me. Then, 29, paragraph 29 says, and all the rest of them that worked and lived for God has been considered fools.
Vose vakamboshandira Mwari vakashumira Mwari vakanzi mapenzi.
They have to go beyond the camp that they had.
Vanofanira kuenda kunze kwemusasa vavaiva nawo.
Now, brother, sister, do you know that each one of you all must sacrifice?
Munoziva kuti mumwe nemumwe wenyu munofanira
kupirisa. You must be God sacrifice.
Munofanira kupirisa.
Sacrifice the things of the world.
Kupirisa zvinhu zvenyika.
Sacrifice all pleasures of this world.
Kupirisa mufaro wenyika ino.
Amen. Hallelujah. Let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 21 verse 19.
We're going to read
a number of scriptures. We're going to read a number of scriptures to us to see these things. Right. Hallelujah. As you are praying for me, you must pray for me. Hallelujah. Amen. Are praying for me. Hallelujah. Pray for me. Say, Lord, help our brother here. Poor, useless brother. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's true. Hallelujah. I'm glad to see our sisters here. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Sister. Makangana onemi. Hallelujah. Sister, vakandiona ndiri blow atika kumana ka dikika.
Hallelujah. Sister, so mean blow I when I was a little boy.
Amen. But ndokana chikena sister, hallelujah. But
some
one was just hallelujah. Ndimai vangu chaiwo cheva, hallelujah.
My mother.
Amen. Hallelujah. We thank God for that. Thank God for Sister Chwaura. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Sister Mwashita. Hallelujah.
Sister Mwashita.
Sister Mwashita. Sister Mwashita. Hallelujah.
Because
I know the meaning in another language. Hallelujah. I think it's Shona. In Shona, you might not know the meaning, but I know it.
In
the original root of Shona. It
means
something very funny. So because of that, I cannot forget the name. Hallelujah.
It means
something very funny. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's a funny name. Hallelujah. So now, let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 21, verse 19.
Deuteronomy 21, verse 19.
Right. It says, let's see where we can go here. Right. Okay. He says, then shall his father and his father lay hold on him.
Troublesome child.
And bring him out unto the elders of his city.
Baba wake na mai wake wanofanira kumubata ndokuenda naye kuna vakuru veguta rake.
And the gate of his place.
Nokusiyoro nzimbo yake.
Vaiburiswa kunze ono punishwa ikoko.
He was punished outside the camp.
And as an outcast, hallelujah.
Semuna akaraswa.
Amen. Leviticus chapter 4 verse 11.
Leviticus chapter 4:11.
He says, let's go to Numbers chapter 19. He says, and the Lord spake unto Moses, saying,
Jehovah akataura na Moses achiti,
this is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded, saying, speak unto the children of Israel that they bring thee a red heifer without spot. No blemish, with no blemish. Upon which never a yoke came. Right, and you shall give here unto Eleazar the priest. That he may bring her forth without the camp. Hallelujah. So this red heifer was a female cow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then they were supposed to burn her without the camp. Hallelujah. And verse 5, and one shall burn the heifer in his sight.
Her skin,
hallelujah.
Dewe raro.
Her flesh.
Nenyama yaro.
Her blood.
Neropa raro.
Her dung.
Mpango jete
nendole raro.
Everything had to be bent.
And siru I had, hallelujah. And was standing for the church of God, the bride,
hallelujah.
But it was burned without the camp of Israel. Hallelujah. It was supposed to suffer without the camp. And all of that heifer was supposed to be burned. Hallelujah. And then the ashes were then used for the waters of separation. Hallelujah. To clean people from their sins. Hallelujah. Running water and then sprinkle on sinners. And then the sinners be forgiven. Hallelujah. But this heifer was offered without the camp. And the heifer was standing for the bride of Christ. Hallelujah. We know Christ was a bull. Hallelujah.
Bull.
And was offered without the camp. Hallelujah. But this is a red heifer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Covered with the blood of Christ. Hallelujah.
It
only takes a church of God, a bride, which is covered by the blood of Christ.
Are you listening?
To be offered without the camp, hallelujah. Demons without the camp.
All the other oxen are not covered by the blood of
Jesus. Even if they die without the camp, their ashes cannot save us, cannot help us. Hallelujah. So her skin, her covering, the clothes, the fashion, hallelujah. The fashion, hallelujah. We bend, hallelujah.
Nakapiswa.
Mafekero emwenga es anotsha, hallelujah.
The way the bride dresses is bent.
Even the flesh, even the good part, hallelujah.
Ngangwe nyama yaro nechi zvakamu zvakanaka. Are you listening?
Even the bad part, the dung, we also bend, hallelujah.
Zvakashata zvacho dove yacho zvose zvaipiswa.
Zvaipiswa
nemoto.
Zvakanaka nezvakaipa, hallelujah.
All the good and bad.
Then it becomes ashes, hallelujah.
Vaita dota.
When it becomes ashes, now
dota.
God can now mold a new creation. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Then God can now make his own new bride. Hallelujah. From dust. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Isn't God made Adam from dust? Hallelujah. So God wants to make a new creation. After everything has been destroyed. Hallelujah. But only takes a red heifer. And then her ashes. Are the ones which we can sprinkle on sinners, and their sins can be covered.
Hallelujah.
And we know it represents the bride. It represents the church. So the churches as groups, as camps.
Kereke,
hallelujah. They have got pardon.
vane kuregererwa.
If there are a church which is who has been offered as this red here, hallelujah.
Kana iri vari kereke yakapiriswa setsiru dzukui.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
If that church has got spots and wrinkles and whatever like this, hallelujah. It cannot offer you salvation or pardon. Hallelujah. That's why we had to leave the denomination, hallelujah. Because they are too yoked with the world, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
They don't have the covering of the blood of Christ, hallelujah. They are yoked with the world, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's only a church which has suffered like this. A brother or sister like this, which can offer you pardon or salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. So we must read this whole chapter and finish it. Hallelujah. Right. Then let's go to chapter 31, same book, Numbers, chapter 31.
Numbers 31.
It says, every that may abide by fire, you shall make it go through the fire. Hallelujah. And it shall be clean. Nevertheless, it shall be purified with the waters of separation. From the red heifer ashes. And all that abided not by fire, you shall make go through the water. Hallelujah. And Ephesians chapter 5, verse 25-27, it talks about this. The same thing.
Ephesians chapter 5, not our observation is much.
Hallelujah. And then the prophet says in the message called Redemption by Judgment.
Redemption by Judgment.
Oh, if you notice the red heifer being the theme of typing the church. So we have to suffer without the camp. We have to live beyond the camp. Beyond the message camp, the message church. Because the world is getting into our churches.
They
cannot run out from that.
They cannot deny that.
We see it at our weddings. We see it at burials. We see it at functions. The way people dress and talk.
Sungura.
Some of us are even singing Sungura. And Museven Maskandi. They are singing, we like it, hallelujah. We see it, hallelujah. So that's why God gave the prophet this message. You must go beyond the camp. You must never make your heart to be
you mustn't be discouraged by what happens.
Because there's a promise that you must go beyond the camp.
Hallelujah.
Let's go to Judges chapter 6.
Joshua chapter 6,
verse 23.
Joshua 6, 23.
It's about Rahab. You know Rahab was the bride. He was typing the bride. We all know this, eh? Hallelujah. So now, Joshua chapter 6, verse 23 says, And the young men that were spies went in and brought out Rahab and her father and her mother and brethren and all that she had.
Vakomana vadiki vakanga vari vatsori vakapinda vakanobudisa Rahab na baba vake na mai vake ne hama dzake nezvose zvaiva nazvo.
And they brought out all her kindred and left them without the camp of Israel. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Am I reading this from my own head or it's from the Bible?
Bible. This is the bride. Hallelujah. This is what Rahab, the bride. Hallelujah. When she was brought out of denominationalism, instead of putting her right into the church of message, a building, a physical church of message, she was a real bride of Christ.
She was
outside the camp of Israel. Hallelujah. Because she is a real bride. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She's not affected by congregations and by numbers and by mobs, the psychology.
Hallelujah.
Whether you claim that I'm a brother from Israel or from Reuben, that she doesn't care. Hallelujah. She believes in the God of Moses, Jehovah of Moses. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. She believes in the pillar of fire. Hallelujah. The fire which held the wall where she was resting, where her house was
moto
resting.
Wakata imba yake,
hallelujah. The power that kept her during the judgments. And they left her outside the camp of Israel. This is the bride, hallelujah. And these are the ones who are going to the rapture. Can I watch you as a groom and leader? Hallelujah.
But if you want to be with the multitudes,
hallelujah. Amen. If you can only move by the multitudes, hallelujah.
Kana chiko kwanza kufamba ne wanhu vakawanda.
Uchiri rusava, uchiri kashiya, hallelujah.
You are still a baby.
Because kashiya ndoto atino bada kufamba nato groom and leader, hallelujah.
The babies are those that you hold in your hands walking in the crowd.
The
baby cannot move on your own out of the camp.
We leave
the little one.
Hallelujah.
Go around with
when
it.
The cloud is moving, we move.
Hallelujah.
There
are some people that only move when the cloud is moving with the whole congregation. They cannot move as individuals. They are not yet strong.
Hallelujah.
They are still children.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Because kana wa munhu ari mature, you can go beyond the camp on your own. Hallelujah.
Kana uri munhu abazera unoenda kunze kwemusasa uri
woga. You don't need mother or father to hold you and keep you. Hallelujah.
Kana mai kuti vakubate kuti uende kuti vakutakure.
Hallelujah. Can move on your own, on your two feet and
go.
Hallelujah. Is it getting clear? Amen. Thank God for that. Let's go to Exodus chapter 19, verse 17. Exodus 19, verse 17 says, and Moses.
You know Moses?
Exodus chapter 19. It says, and Moses brought forth the people out of the camp, hallelujah, to meet God, hallelujah, and they stood at the nether part of the mount, hallelujah. So for Israel to meet God on Mount Sinai, they had to come out of their camps, hallelujah, out of their message denominations, hallelujah,
and
coming out of Reuben's tribe, the church of Reuben, hallelujah, some were coming from what? From Judah, hallelujah, and they all became one, hallelujah. All their differences, all their denominational differences were put aside, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All their church politics were put aside.
Church politics down.
And then that's when they could meet God on Mount
Sinai.
Is this true? Is this true, brothers and sisters? So there are no shortcuts. Hallelujah. There are no shortcuts. We have to move out of our political differences. Hallelujah. Our denominational mentality. Hallelujah. And apply the message. Hallelujah. Then we can meet God. Hallelujah. Without that, hallelujah, we can never meet God. Hallelujah. We have to come out of our camps. Hallelujah.
Oh,
we have to come out of the camp for Brother Mgoba. Hallelujah. The camp for Brother Chiwaura. Hallelujah. The camp for Sister Mgoba. Hallelujah. The camp for this brother. Hallelujah. Come out of all the camps. Hallelujah. And meet God. Hallelujah. God is beyond those camps. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You can say, oh, me, I belong to Reuben. Hallelujah. This is where we are given by God. But you will die in that camp of Reuben and never meet God and never go to the rapture. You have to come out of that camp. Into the word, hallelujah. Into the word. Amen. There are three camps, hallelujah. The camp of the word. The camp of Satan. Then the camp of human beings. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So where people gather, hallelujah, that is the camp of human beings. But we have to go beyond that. So people have go beyond the human camps, hallelujah, to the camp of God, hallelujah. Some are coming out of the human camps into the camp of Satan. Human camp is good, hallelujah, but doesn't give you salvation, hallelujah. It doesn't give you salvation, hallelujah. Hey, human nature tells you that a woman must cover a body. Hallelujah. Without the Bible. Hallelujah. Our ancestors knew that adultery was wrong. They knew it. Hallelujah. They knew all those things that without the Bible, without
Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
They knew it. Hallelujah. But the devil now takes you beyond that camp of common sense, hallelujah. And then he undresses the women and makes them think that if they are naked, then show that they are rich. You say that I'm rich and increase in goods, hallelujah. That's what the Bible says.
Bible.
You say, I am rich. But you don't know that you are naked and poor and miserable. Satan is giving people wrong when that is he's putting them in his camp. Hallelujah. A camp of reasoning. Some are making camp by quoting scriptures and quoting by twisting them.
Hallelujah.
For their own benefit. Are you listening? The Bible says we have an altar where those who are serving it don't benefit. So what about if I'm twisting the quotations that you can give me money? Hallelujah. Am I in this God's camp here? I'm not. It doesn't matter how much I can convince you, just matter. I can convince you, I can twist your mind, hallelujah. But because I'm benefiting, hallelujah. I'm not going beyond the camp. I'm still in the human camps, hallelujah. I'm still in the camps of Satan, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's read, hallelujah. So Moses threw them out of camps of Israel, hallelujah. For them to meet God, hallelujah.
Moses akavatora musasa wa Israel kuti vanosangana naMwari.
Right. And then Numbers chapter 10, verse 34. Numbers 10, 34 says, and the cloud of the Lord was upon them by day. When they went out of the camp. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When they were moving out of the camp. That's when the cloud would appear upon them. Hallelujah. The cloud of glory is moving. Hallelujah. It only appears when they are moving out of the camp. Hallelujah. All the political camps. I don't care what they are. Hallelujah. Then, Exodus chapter 33, verse 7.
Exodus 33, 7.
And Moses took the tabernacle.
You know, Moses was a Torah tabernacle.
Yeah. And pitched it without the camp.
Akai kunze kwa msasa.
Afar from the camp.
Kure kunze ne msasa.
And called it the tabernacle of congregation.
Akaripa zita rekuti tende rekusongana.
And it came to pass.
Zino zvakaitika.
That everyone which saw the Lord.
Kuti ani nani waitsvaka Mwari.
Went out unto the tabernacle of the congregation, which was without the camp. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
You want to meet God.
When you really want to meet God and go to the rapture, we have to go beyond the Eastly Church camps and politics.
Hallelujah.
You have to go beyond that. Hallelujah. And meet God, hallelujah. And meet the message, hallelujah. And apply the message, hallelujah. Hallelujah. There are people here who are gallant soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. There are people who are really gallant soldiers of the cross. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I know them. God knows them. Hallelujah. There are people who are real gallant soldiers of the cross. They don't. Who are here? Hallelujah. who are shining the light, hallelujah. Who are shining the light. And they are showing you the way, hallelujah. Hallelujah. They don't care about your politics, about your camps, hallelujah. Why? Because they met their God beyond the camps, hallelujah. They met their God beyond the camps, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our messenger, Moses, hallelujah, Elijah, hallelujah. Our messenger, hallelujah. He put a portion of the message beyond message churches. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then the portion we just put beyond message churches, hallelujah. So that those who really want to go in the rapture, they can go beyond churchianity and politics, hallelujah. And unite with that word, hallelujah. And be one with that word, hallelujah. Beyond churchianity and groups and so forth. That says Exodus 33.
Verse 7.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. So, this is how we have to go beyond the
Kevin.
But Jesus also came and told the same thing. He said, if you want to come and follow me, you must deny your father, your family, everything.
You must
deny your tribe, your family, your wife, your children, and come and stick me, hallelujah. If you cannot deny yourself, you are not worthy to follow me. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, verse 23, Matthew chapter 19, 29, those who are writing. Hallelujah. And Luke chapter 14, verse 26. Hallelujah.
14:26.
Those are the verses. Hallelujah. Luke chapter 9, 23, 14, 26. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 19, verse 29, and so forth. You read those verses when you get home. Jesus, we are going to look at Jesus as we are coming to our close. Hallelujah. But the foundation is clear. Hallelujah. Thank God for that. So, let's look at Jesus now. What happened to Jesus is a perfect example to us.
Is
our example, the only perfect example. But, so now it says there, it says in the same book, paragraph 87, it says, notice, he rebuked them and they put him out of their camp. When Jesus spoke the word, when he spoke the truth, he was rejected by his own. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
He was rejected by his own.
Hallelujah.
You have to be rejected by your own brothers and sisters. Hallelujah. When you are being rejected by your own brothers and sisters, hallelujah. You are getting ripe for rapture, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So don't worry, hallelujah. God is making the conditions, hallelujah, to push you out of the camp so that you can meet with him, hallelujah. Are you getting it? It's painful, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The word is nice in our mouth. Like, say, hallelujah. But in our stomach, it's painful, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's very nice to preach like this, hallelujah. Even if you might say, the way Brother Mgoa is preaching, let me come and preach, hallelujah. Even if you feel like that, come and tell me, I'll give you the chance, hallelujah. Honestly, before God, you come and tell me, when I'm invited here, hallelujah, I will accept the invitation, and then I will then put you forward, hallelujah. I've done it before. I can do it again. I'll do that. Hallelujah. Amen. So if you feel preaching is very nice, come and tell me, then I'll give you the chance. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Then, when he spoke the word, they started kicking him out. So let's see how Jesus was put out of the camp. You are listening. Tafadza, are you here?
Tafadza, are you here?
It's not here. Hey, sorry, Tafadza.
Sorry.
Right. So let's see how Jesus was put out of the kingdom. But he was rejected by his own family.
Are you listening?
Jesus was the word. When you become the word, you are rejected by your own family. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Why?
Say.
Because God does not want it to become comfortable in their nonsense. Aha, Mwari adutu zirwe no moto mumisikanzo yavo. Hallelujah.
God doesn't want you to be comfortable in their
nonsense. So your family will reject you.
Hallelujah.
John 7:3. And his brethren therefore said unto him,
Mama zake zakati kwaari.
Vanigina vake.
His young brother.
Hey, vana Maria ne vana vani. Va Joseph. What's Joseph? Kandi vamwana.
Children of Joseph, Maria.
Depart hence and go to Judea.
Ibapano uenda ku Judea.
That thy disciple all, thy disciples also may see thy works there.
Kuti vadzidzi vako vagoona basa ako ikoko.
For there is no man that doeth anything in secret, and he himself to be known openly. Verse 5. Neither did his brothers believe in him.
Amen.
Amen. His
own brethren never believed.
Why? Because he is the word.
Hallelujah.
When people reject you, hallelujah. When
churches
reject you, hallelujah. Even here is going to be rejected, hallelujah. You are rejected by brothers. But when you are not one, I'm not a brother. Hallelujah.
They are not proper brothers.
They are not yet mature, hallelujah. God allowed them to reject you, hallelujah. Joseph was rejected by his brothers, hallelujah. They were real brothers, hallelujah. But behaving immaturely, hallelujah. Why? Because they were pushing him out of the camp. So that he could go into his position, hallelujah. So it happens, hallelujah. It must not be strange, hallelujah.
You are being washed.
So that you cannot have a spot or ring, hallelujah.
For
you to be ready for the rapture. Hallelujah. So then the brothers rejected Jesus Christ.
His blood brothers.
Then two was rejected by his tribe. Hallelujah. John 4:43. Now after 2 days he departed thence and came to Galilee. And Jesus testified that a prophet has no honor in his own country. Then verse 45, when he was coming to Galilee, the Galileans received him, having seen all the things that he did at Jerusalem. For they also went unto the feast.
So
his own tribe, his own country. They rejected him, hallelujah. But the other tribe, hallelujah. The other people, the Galileans, hallelujah. They received him, the Gentiles, hallelujah.
They
have said the scripture. Why?
Say.
He is being pushed out of the camp.
Why shouldn't it work on Zekwemusasa?
So that he can fulfill the scriptures.
Kutago zazi sama guaro.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So that he can become salvation to us.
Kutago aru poneso kwati.
Right. Let's go to the third rejection now.
Atuone kuzuramba kuchitatu.
He was rejected by the denominations.
Akaramba namasangano.
By the churches.
Namakereke.
The Pharisees, Sadducees, Herodians, and the heads of tribes.
Wafarisi, Sadducees, nevakuru emarudzi.
Hallelujah. By the religious system.
Luke 7:28.
It says, for I say unto you, among those that are born of women, there is not a greater than prophet than John the Baptist.
Not kwa muri, kwa mazimaya, kuna mkuru, kuna Johanu,
but he that is least in the kingdom of God is greater than he. And all the people that heard him and the publicans justified God being baptized with the baptism of John.
Said,
but the Pharisees and the lawyers rejected the counsel of God against themselves.
Vakaramba zvanoramwari vachipesana
navo. Now Jesus is rejected by the people who know the law of the Bible, who knew the
Jesu vakarambwa nevanhu vaiziva murayo weBhaibheri.
Hallelujah. Vakanzvera Bhaibheri vachona noziva Bhaibheri. Masoveni vanoziva maquotations achona.
Hallelujah.
Vanoziva maquotations achona message vakarambwa.
Those that know the quotations and the message they denied him.
Hallelujah. Bible not there with the lawyers. Maquotations, scriptures, hello. Hallelujah.
Those are the
Hallelujah. And the Pharisees rejected him. Right.
Never Pharisees vakamuramba.
Right. Right. Then he is rejected. Then let's go to the fourth rejection.
John chapter 6,
verse
66. John 6, verse 64.
He is now rejected by his own ministers.
Akuramba zvino nevashumiri vake.
Hallelujah. He was rejected by denomination. Now even in the message ministers themselves are rejecting him.
Akuramba nemasangano asiko zvino vashumiri vake vakumuramba.
Hallelujah. And then verse 64 says, but there are some of you that believe not.
Asi pane vamwe venyu vasingatendi.
For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not.
Nekuti Jesu waiziva kubva pamavambo kuti ndiani waisatenda.
And who should betray him?
Uyezve waifanira kuzomutengesa.
And he said, therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father.
Saka ndakati kwamuri hakuna munhu anogona kuya kwandiri kunze kunga zvakapiwa kwaari nababa vangu.
From that time many of his disciples went back.
Kubva panguvayo vazhinji vevadzidzi vake vakadzokera shure.
And walked no more with him.
Vakasazofamba naye zvakare.
Then said Jesus unto his 12. Jesus also go away.
Kune gumi nevaviri modawo kuenda nemi
here. So Jesus is also rejected by what? By the ministers of the message.
Jesu Kristu wakarambwa zvakare nevashumiri vemharidzo.
He is being pushed out.
Ari kusundirwa kunze.
He is being pushed out.
Ari kusundirwa kunze.
Because he had a great crowd of ministers, 70. It's not a joke.
Nokuti aiva nevafundisi vakawanda 70.
Hallelujah. And he was feeling comfortable now.
Aizwa kudekara na iko zvino.
I got a lot of ministers who are supporting my ministry.
Kune vashumiri vakawanda vari kutsigira shumiro yangu. Asi vakazomuramba.
Hallelujah. And then he's left with 12. Hallelujah.
Vakabva vasara ane gumi navaviri.
And it was so bad until Jesus said, do you also want to go? Can you also go?
Nemiwo kana muri kuda kuenda munogona
kuenda. You can go also.
Kana pinda kuenda munogona kuenda.
Don't go later on because you break my heart. Go now if you want to go.
Kana muri kuda kuenda enda iko zvino.
Hallelujah. So he is rejected by what? By the ministers.
Vakarambwa nevashumiri.
God is shaking the nest.
Mwari vari kuzunguza dendere.
Aha, he is shaking the nest. Hallelujah.
Kuzunguza dendere.
So that the eaglets, hallelujah.
Kuitira kuti zvapungu zviduku.
They can be pricked by the thorns, hallelujah.
Vakona kubaiwa baiwa nezvino
baya. They can become uncomfortable, hallelujah. In the camp of the nest, hallelujah.
Amen.
God is removing the comfort in the camp, hallelujah.
Mwari kubvisa
so that the eagles can fly to eternity. Hallelujah. God has to remove the comfort in the church. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
By causing divisions and camps. Hallelujah.
For allowing those
so
divisions
that
and everything
those who are mature can go beyond the camp. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God shaking his nest.
Mwari vachizunguza dendere ravo.
Hallelujah. Then 5 was rejected by his own apostle. It's getting closer.
Hallelujah.
He was
rejected by one of the apostles.
Luke chapter 22 verse 48, Judas.
That was
Amram.
Judas. He rejected him.
It's being pushed.
He's being pushed beyond the
camp. Then Mark chapter 8 verse 31.
Mark
chapter 14, verse 27.
Mark 14, 27.
Akaramba by all his apostles.
He was rejected by another apostle.
Hallelujah. Arikuti is being pushed out of the camp of Israel.
Hallelujah.
The camps of religious system, the camps of churchianity, whatever.
So
that Jesus won't depend on those things.
So kuti Jesus was a zorora kana kuzembera pane zvinhu izvozvo.
Hallelujah. Some
people here depend on saying
the
church here.
What
is saying that that kind of mentality is not right? It has to go. Because you have mischief makers here.
Those
are the words that they were using in the time of the war.
Hallelujah.
If you want to follow after the mischief makers while you are in the camp.
You say, while in the camp of Judah, Reuben, hallelujah. Because the majority said this. One day majority said, let us stone Moses. Hallelujah.
Are you listening?
Hey, hey. Moses.
If you were there, you would have stoned Moses.
Hallelujah.
Majority doesn't mean you are right.
Yeah, majority. You know,
this issue of majority is only told by the foolish.
This is only told to those that don't know the message.
It doesn't work.
We do eat, hallelujah.
So that the people
but it doesn't mean anything, hallelujah.
Because
majority can vote against Moses.
Because
it doesn't mean anything. Hallelujah. What is important, hallelujah, is your leadership. Because the leadership don't hallelujah.
Your leadership will lead you.
Hey, the leadership is the one which sways you in the right direction or wrong direction.
Hallelujah.
But we have got such nice elders here. Hallelujah. Who are exemplary. Hallelujah. If you really want to go in the rapture, hallelujah. If you really want to go in the resurrection, just look at the elders. Hallelujah. Those who are bright shining lights, hallelujah.
And listen
to them, hallelujah. They will tell you what to do, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And you go in the rapture with them, hallelujah. Right. So is rejected by the apostles. Everyone is rejecting Jesus.
Chapter 8, verse 31.
Then finally he's rejected by the high priest.
The elders of the church, the
hallelujah.
High priests.
And the scribes. Hallelujah. Vanonyora vachona. Hallelujah. Vamwe vanonyora vachinyora manyuzipepa vachiramba. Hallelujah. Vachiramba. Vachinyora. Hallelujah.
They are scribes.
Vachinyora nema WhatsApp. Hallelujah.
Vachinyora
nema Facebook.
Some writing on Facebook.
But vachitsorobodza chimessage ya Brother Branham kuti hachidi Brother Branham handika. Vachinyora vachikomenda maskribe vanyori. Hallelujah. It doesn't mean anything. Hallelujah. As long as you are the word, stand your ground. Hallelujah. Die on that rock. Hallelujah. Die on that rock like Abel. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Then finally was judged by all Israel.
All Israel
rejected the word. Hallelujah.
Luke chapter
13:34. Hallelujah.
13:34.
Oh Jerusalem.
You are Jerusalem, Jerusalem.
Which kills the prophet.
Hallelujah.
How often would I have gathered thy children together as an hen does gather a brood under
you? But you
not. Behold, your house is left. And you desolate. Israel, yes, Jerusalem, Jesus.
The whole Israel rejected Jesus.
Would you want Barnabas or this one?
Barnabas. They had voted.
And the majority voted.
They voted.
Majority had voted.
The majority voted.
You all voted. Near quotation, near Brother Branham, I got voted majority.
He said, I've got a quotation from Brother Branham. He said, vote.
To apply quotation.
He says, we've applied this quotation.
No, beyond the camp, this was.
That is only talk to someone who hasn't gone out of the camp.
No, no, I'm convinced. Not in Nina.
That's the one who can convince, not myself. Maybe I'm still in the camp, but I'm on my way out. I'm on my way out.
Hallelujah. Then finally he was rejected by the whole world. Hallelujah. Kumba kumba kuchechi kwese kunyi kuchechi kunyika yake Israel. Then he ka yese pass pano ka
ramba. The whole world rejected him.
John chapter 19 verse 6. I know you. When the chief priest therefore and officer saw him, they cried out saying, crucify him, crucify him. Then Pilate said, Pilate is standing for the world, hallelujah. standing for the world superpower America, Russia. Hallelujah.
America, Russia.
Italy, Rome. Hallelujah.
It was Italy, Rome.
He was standing for the world. Then Pilate said,
"Juno Pilato wakati,
take him
tumutorei,
and crucify
mumurovere.
Him." It's dictated by everyone.
Aramba,
finally, he's pushed out of them.
Take
him out of the camp
and
crucify him.
They took him out.
Outside the what?
Kunze kwei.
Kumsasa, hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They pushed him out of the camp.
What for? For him to shed blood for your own redemption. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. The suffering you are going through, hallelujah. It's actually salvation to your own self, hallelujah. It's actually rapture to your own self, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's salvation to your own family. Hallelujah. Because you are being put outside the camps, hallelujah. The camps of men and churches. Hallelujah. Those who are refusing to go out of the camps, God is preparing tribulation. Those who are refusing to come out of the camps of fashions, the camps of music, the camps of foolishness, hallelujah, of politics.
Yes,
don't worry, God is preparing a wind, hallelujah, which is going to blow you, hallelujah, out of the camp, and you are going to die, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
Those that fry their hair,
hallelujah. Don't worry.
By fire.
Don't worry. And you are refusing to come out of the camp. Hallelujah. Amen. So we have to go beyond these camps, brothers and sisters. If you are going to meet God, beyond the camps of politics or whatever. Hallelujah. But God allows it to push his children and sons and daughters beyond human mentality and reasoning. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Most Elijah, when he wanted to go in the rapture,
Elijah,
he went beyond the camp of Israel. How many of you know this? He crossed Jordan, hallelujah. And then he was raptured. How many of you know this scripture? Hallelujah. He had to go beyond Israel, hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The denominations of the message of his day, hallelujah. Hallelujah. He had to go beyond that. And he was raptured on the same spot where Israel entered Canaan, the land of Canaan, when they were coming from
Egypt.
Where they made right before crossing over. Hallelujah. So you have to go beyond the camp, all these camps. If you are going to continue on in the camps that we have here, hallelujah. No problem. You now know the truth. You now know the message. The prophet was not a fool. God was not a fool to record us a message which is titled Going Beyond the Camp. Right. So that it will help us to behave like real mature brothers and sisters. So for us who have misbehaved, must pray, Lord, help me. Forgive me, Lord. Go to your brother, say, brother, forgive me. I behaved like someone inside the chamber was bathing because of the mob psychology.
Hallelujah.
I was trying to benefit from the altar, to eat from the
altar.
Hallelujah. I was trying to benefit from the word from the altar. But Lord God, forgive me. For me to be a benefit to the bride of Christ, my ministry must be free from natural benefits. Hallelujah. It must be free because the Bible says so, the scripture says, that says the scripture. Hallelujah. Amen. How many can say, can promise God? If you do not promise, don't promise. Don't promise. Because the people that come midweek, they are serious people. Because of time and whatever movement is. So you sacrifice. And you are a little bit serious. But if you don't want to promise God, don't promise. But if the Lord help me, if I am in a certain camp of church politics, camp of fashion and music, camps of whatever, message camps, hallelujah, with preventing me from meeting the real word outside these camps. Who is preventing me from applying the message? Hallelujah. They say, Lord, help me. I raise my hand. I promise you. Please give me the strength. Help me, Lord, to come out of this camp. I don't care which camp Brother Mgoa is or Brother this Mgoa is. I will only hold on to your word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I will unite with this brother, hallelujah. I unite with this sister, hallelujah. From Reuben, hallelujah. From Judah, from Manasseh. I don't care. As long as they come out of their camps into the word, I will apply it. But if they refuse to do that, I'll go alone. Because the word has said so. Moses has said so. Whoever wants to meet the Lord must come outside the camp to the tabernacle of the congregation, which is far away from the camp. Hallelujah. If you are there, you say, Lord, help me.
Can
raise up your hand. God remembers this. Hallelujah. And he's going to hold you responsible for this. Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. Amen. So let us pray. Almighty Father, we thank you this evening, Father. Our hands are up, Father. Help us, give us the strength, give us the anointing, give us the grace, oh Father. Give us the revelation, the understanding that we must go beyond the camps in our midst. Must go beyond the camps in the message. Must go on beyond the camps of this world, of human camps, oh Father, of reasoning, of foolishness, of nonsense, of human greed for power and money and all those things. Oh God, to go beyond to your word, oh great Father, where we can apply your word, oh Father, and live it as brothers and sisters, oh Father, and forgive each other, and apply the word, and live it, oh Father. Oh great Jehovah, help us where we have failed. Oh Father, where we have misbehaved, oh Father, oh great Jehovah, may you allow your blood to be applied to our hearts, to give us strength, oh Father, to confess our sins, say, I'm sorry, brother, I'm sorry, sister, I'm sorry, brother, I'm sorry, elder, I'm sorry, so-and-so, oh great Jehovah. Help us tonight, oh Father, start with me, oh great Jehovah. I don't want to identify with any human camps, political camps. I want myself, Father, to identify with your word, oh Father. The word that you spoke to us through Malachi 4. The word you wrote in your Bible, Father. To behave like a brother. To behave like a child. Like a real minister. Oh, great Father. To be honest, oh, Father. To be without guile, oh, Father. To be without any human motive for anything, Father. But to love you without reserve for anything, oh, great Father. Help us tonight, oh, Father. We are your children. Forgive our sins, O Father. Many of us here, O Father, we thought we were mature, but we were not, Father. We showed our foolishness. We showed our nonsense, O Father. We showed our stupidity, O great Father. Now, Father, make us realize that we need to straighten up and make right, O Father, and come out of these camps to your word, O Father, and apply the ashes of the red heifers, O Father, sprinkled with living water to our hearts, O Father, that we can be clean, O Father, that we can be ready for rapture. Oh, great Father, help us, O Father. Anoint our elders, help them, O Father, all the officers, O Father, that they can lead this church, they can pull it in the right direction, O Father. We don't want, O Father, to be like Israel, O Father, which and Jude and all those things, which rejected the gifts which were among them, O Father. Or like Israel, which rejected Jesus Christ at the cross, O Father. And they suffered. They have been suffering all these 2,000 years because they rejected their gifts. Because they rejected your word, O Father, your prophetic word. May you help us, Almighty Jehovah. Help us, Almighty Father. We want to be found on your side, O Father. Amen. We want to stand with your word, O Father. Forgive us our sins. So forgive us our stupidity. O great Jehovah, align your bride along the word. Align your bride in the scriptures so that you can be ready for the rapture. A church, Father, which you said without spot, without wrinkle, O great Jehovah, without any blemish, O Father, help us. For us who have been rejected, for us who have been thrown out, may you give us grace, O Father, and mercy. To know that it's actually good for us to be washed, to be put in our positions, O Father, to be made ready for rapture, O great Jehovah. May you give us such grace, O Father, and understanding and revelation to know this part of us, O Father, going forth like Joseph, like Jesus, O great Jehovah, like all the great saints, like even Moses, his brothers, they kicked him out, O Father, after he had killed one Egyptian, but yet they had waited another 40 years for him to come back. O great Jehovah, help us, help your brothers. It's your children, your sons and daughters, help them, O Father. Oh, Father, we thank you tonight as we ask all this. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. So, amen. The Bible says, if you have got anything against a brother, right. You go to that brother and tell him, brother, you did such and such a wrong thing against me. And the brother will say, okay, forgive me.
Hallelujah.
If he doesn't want to repent, you take another brother.
Aha,
take brother Chiwaura.
You
say, I want to go with the brother Chiwaura.
This brother,
he took my money, but doesn't want to retain my money. $1,000. He promised such a day, but he never retained the money. That man was for the school fees for my kids. Now Sister Sarah is complaining at home. Hallelujah. And the kids are crying. If he doesn't accept it, take it to the church. That says the scripture. But people are so immature, they're so foolish. They're so nonsensical. They're so stupid. They do, they write on WhatsApp, they write on Facebook. Hallelujah. Such foolishness. And then you say you are going to the rapture. You cannot go in the rapture like that. Hallelujah. You cannot, hallelujah. Apply the word. Even if that brother, okay, some people will say, okay, if I apply the word, that person will benefit. If I apply the word, this person is going to benefit. Let him benefit. What's your problem? Let him benefit. That's not your problem. It's God's problem. You must complain to God. Oh God, if I apply this word, this brother is going to benefit. I don't want him to benefit. Tell God that.
Must tell God that.
Yeah, don't try to use your mind. Complain to God. Hey, if I apply this word, this one is going to benefit. Yeah, it's not your problem. Let him benefit, let him benefit. What's wrong with that? Amen. You apply the word outside the camp. Do that. So this is the word of God. Hallelujah. This is my burden.
Uh-huh.
So if you don't want to come here, me to come back, I don't have a problem with that.
Because
I don't even feel like preaching. Serious, I don't. The way you behave, I don't even feel like preaching. Serious, I don't care about that. I don't really care. I don't really care for that. Right. So God bless you, hallelujah. God really bless you, hallelujah. Yeah, we're supposed to be a great church, hallelujah.
Amen.
Which song can we sing?
Hallelujah.